Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply halfway house. Within the United States justice system, there exists a process whereby formerly incarcerated persons are transitioned into normal society. They don't go from prison back into the general public immediately. They're the place where they have to stop before they can do that. It's called a halfway house. And in the halfway house, they're able to get a job. However, they also have a curfew. Sometimes they feel like they're free, and sometimes they feel like they're right back in prison. There is someone over the halfway house who dictates the rules, similar to a warden or a guard in a prison. And if they break the rules or get out of line, they run the risk of not being able to re-enter society, but having to go back to a permanent prison. Now, I submit to you, my friends and neighbors, that most people you know in business are in a halfway house. I don't mean a physical halfway house. I don't mean that you're dealing with someone that has a prison record or felony, anything along those lines. I mean figuratively, not literally. They're in a halfway house. That means that they succeed sometimes and other times they're struggling. Half the time they're up and the other half they're down. Sometimes they have great months and other times they don't even know if they're going to continue with the company or in the organization. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that is the definition of a business halfway house. And in order to achieve optimum levels of success, consistency is required, and in order to achieve those consistencies and reach our potential, we must all be committed to leaving the halfway house. In our HALF acronym, these are the four key points to impact consistency and achieve our full potential every time. That H in our HALF acronym reminds us of the importance of habits. Yes, my friends, what we do daily determines what we become in the future. I always say that if you tell me your habits, I can predict your future, because the habitual you will create the future you. Yes, my friends, when you evaluate what you do every day, I challenge you to write those things down and outline them and look at them very carefully, because our habits are creating us. Some of the richest men in the world, Warren Buffett of Berkshire Hathaway and Bill Gates of Microsoft and Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, all have a very common habit. They're in three distinctly different fields and industries, but they have one very common habit. They each read more than 250 books every year. Now, you'd say to yourself, well, why would they need to read books? They've already achieved a billionaire status. It's because they never want to go back to the halfway house. They want to maintain the level of consistency that got them to the billions. And somebody wants to maintain the level of consistency that gets you to the millions. I know a young lady who many years ago was noted for selling one Kirby vacuum cleaner every single day on the average. She sold an average of 30 every single month. Now, these vacuum cleaners cost anywhere between $1,600 and $2,000, and she was able to sell one every day. When asked how she did it, her reply was simple. I meet 20 new people every day and follow up with 10. I meet 20 new people every day and follow up with 10 people that I've already met before. And she said after she continued to do that day in and day out, the results became more consistent, and guess what? She became the top salesperson in the company's history. Well, the after the habits, my friend, that A in our HALF acronym reminds us of the importance of attitude. Yes, my friends, attitude. You see, in a halfway house, sometimes you may come across someone who is happy. Other days, they're depressed. Some days, you've got to pick them up. And other days, they're ready to pick you up. Well, attitude determines how fast we recover, how long we last, and how successful we become. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's all about our attitude. See, the person who has peace in life is one that refuses to complain, one that refuses to gossip, one that refuses to to criticize, one that refuses to judge, one that refuses to say anything negative whatsoever because they don't want anything impacting their positive attitude. Yes, my friends, imagine how hard it must be for those who are in a real halfway house, spending some time with people who are free and can go wherever they want to go and do whatever they want to do, and then spending some of their time with people who just got out of prison. That can be a tough, draining aspect on the attitude. And I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to carefully evaluate everything that can negatively impact attitude and then embrace those things that positively impact attitude. How do you do with that, DL? I'm going to tell you real simply. All you have to do is control what goes in your mind. Attitude is very simple. It's just a byproduct of what has gone into your mind. You can hear a teenager in the mall and they'll be reciting some rap song from some famous R&B singer. Why? Because that's in their mind. And what's in their mind is going to come out of their mouth. And what goes into our minds also impacts our attitude. We're very consistent about what goes into our bodies. Some won't eat sugar. Some won't eat fat. Some won't eat meat. Some won't do this, won't do that. I say, my friends and neighbors, even more important than that it will ever be is controlling what goes into your head, in between our ears. That's where success or failure lies, in the attitude. That L in our half acronym, as I rush to an end, says that we also have to have the ability to lock out. See, what happens is, at a halfway house, I know this through research, I've never been in one, everybody. What happens is, if you show up late after curfew, the leader or the facilitator of the halfway house is going to lock you out, because he's going to believe that you don't have the desire to stay free. So he's going to lock you out. And then if he locks you out enough, he'll just pick up the phone and call the police department and tell them to come back and pick you up, because you're not worthy to stay there. It's only for people who have a desire to get better, that truly want to re-enter society. How many people, my friends, have you locked out? Have you left behind and left alone and left permanently? I like bus drivers, my friends and neighbors, one of the greatest professions, because they have a very strict schedule and they're not going to let any kid mess their schedule up. If the bus is supposed to be there at 6:45 and you show up at 6:48, guess what? You just got left behind. And I also can appreciate the school system, because the school system says if you don't show up in school, then they're going to have to send a truant officer out to look for you. And if you miss enough days, they're going to have to kick you out altogether. They may even fine your family, do whatever they've got to do, because they recognize that you're not serious. How many people are hanging around you that are not serious? Those that don't need to be in your presence, they don't celebrate you, they just tolerate you. You don't need to be with those individuals. Learn the art of locking them out and leaving them behind and driving the bus and saying, hey, I got to come back another time. Maybe if you're here tomorrow, we might be able to connect. See, the people you're willing to lock out determines how far we can all go in life. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to have the mind to lock somebody out. Do you have time for that last point, my friends? Let me get it before we go. That F says, I know that I can leave the halfway house when I am committed to funding. Now, this is a topic most people don't like to talk about, my friends, because nobody likes to talk about the money topic. But if you want to truly tell somebody or determine where someone is going, watch what they'll put their money into. There are some people who will put their money into everything that's entertainment-based and nothing that's educational-based. There are some people that will put their money into everything that is no good and won't put it into anything that is good. They don't want to invest in themselves or invest in their minds. They want you to buy them a book. They want you to give them something. Well, you know, once you're in the halfway house and they let you out, then you typically still have to pay a probation or parole officer a fee every single month. If you don't pay that fee, you go back to jail. In other words, they say if you value your freedom enough, you ought to be willing to pay to stay out. So in other words, my friends, by the same token, those who value financial freedom are typically willing to make financial commitments. They don't mind paying money for a plane ticket here and for to get these types of materials there. They don't mind buying this book and going this place and getting themselves fit and focused for the task at hand. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, tell all of your friends that it's time to leave the halfway house. I hope you enjoyed this training segment. Forgive me for running a little longer than normal, but I can assure you Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.